The Chicago Bears select quarterback Caleb Williams of Southern California with the number one pick in the NFL draft. This is your sports connection. There's no place Drake May would rather be. When the NFL invited the former North Carolina quarterback to attend the draft in Detroit, he quickly said yes. May says it's a dream come true to walk across this stage. Not everybody feels the same way, though, you know. Only 13 players chose to celebrate their big night in the Motown, representing a real decline in the draft attendees for the third straight year. Former Michigan quarterback J.J. McCarthy, among the first-round prospects who chose to stay away last night. McCarthy simply wanted to celebrate with even more people. He planned to be surrounded by 100 people, including family members, friends from Illinois, and teammates and staffers from the football program near the airport. "I didn't want to go to Detroit because I know it took a village to get me here, and I wanted to celebrate with them," McCarthy says. Even though McCarthy wasn't going to walk the red carpet, he did plan to wear a costume, charcoal gray yoga suit. "And I don't like being the center of attention," he said, "but for one night, hey, I'll do it." The Lions made a move to address their secondary, grabbing Alabama cornerback Tyrion Arnold with the number 24 pick in the draft after a trade with Dallas. Lions moved up from number 29. Detroit also received a 2025 seventh-round pick, while the Cowboys received Detroit's first-rounder plus a third-round pick in this year's draft. Detroit had acquired that third-rounder from Minnesota in a previous trade. Are you following all this? Arnold was the first-team Associated Press All-American last season. The 6-foot, 189-pound Arnold was the second cornerback selected yesterday. Philadelphia chose Toledo's Quinyon Mitchell 2 picks earlier. Lions general manager Brad Holmes was somewhat stunned that Arnold was still available. Arnold was Detroit's highest-ranked cornerback. "I'm still kind of never thought he'd be there," Holmes said. Arnold had one of the flashiest looks this year at the draft, wearing an electric salmon silk suit with silver bow tie. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell said last night at the draft that he envisions a dramatic increase in international games in the coming years. "I honestly think that we'll be playing 16 games internationally if you go 10 years out," Roger Goodell said during an interview. I think we'll try to get 8 or 9 in the next couple of years. The league will play 3 games in England, 1 game in Germany, and also 1 game in Brazil this season. This is your Sports Connection.